Geeks in Space, Slashdot Radio.
Doesn't work no more, so shut up or I'll throw your ass out the door.
Yo ho, y'all's got to raise up.
Rob, you my homie. Word up. I'm about to get jiggy with it. Stand back. No, my DCMCIA isn't coming up at all.
This instrumental brought to you by Nathan Oakendorf. Woohoo.
And the Roland Corporation.
All right, well, I'm not going to have a laptop because mine isn't connecting on the wireless, so you guys will have to seed me. Let's talk. Let's talk. Geeks in Space. Not us. That's us.
Girls.
We have a little special music.
Girls.
It's another exciting episode here at Geeks in Space.
We're broadcasting live from outside Total Request Live.
We're all, like, sticking our faces up against the windows.
Play Britney Spears!
Bring me the hand of the Backstreet Boy!
Dude, if you're on TRL, you totally don't want to, like, bring the head of the Backstreet Boys. You want to win. You want them to, like, be number one.
Ooh. And I'm pushing buttons on the MC-303.
I want to try.
Buttons that he never should have pushed.
Yeah, we have too much technology.
All right, guys, our intro's all done now.
Okay.
All right, that's much better. So
now
we're back
to normal newsroom
after 2 weeks since Linux World now. After a hiatus,
the winter
because
hiatus.
Our hibernation.
Hopefully, some of you guys got to listen to us out in New York, where we were streaming. At least we think we were streaming. We don't really know.
Oh, we were streaming. Yeah. Oh, wait, you said streaming. I thought you said streaking.
No, no. There was no nudity. Well, there was nudity, but only in Potter's floor.
There was
hotel.
Very little nudity.
We wished, although the BSD
and most of it
girl,
was accidental.
Right. Yeah, we streamed out all week. Honestly, I don't really know if any of you guys were listening or who really was listening.
Or if it would have helped them at all had they listened.
Or if, you know, we were saturating our T1 and only two guys could listen. I mean, we didn't really know, but we hope
it
you were
was
listening.
The best of times. It was the worst of times.
I do know a lot of people were watching us on the cam because I kept getting emails, which is like, who's that big guy next to you? And I mean, I wouldn't know because it'd just be like some random guy standing there. It was kind of weird. But also, my family told me they watched me. That's pretty creepy. My dad's like, yeah, I watched you on your webcam. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
You were sitting in a chair all week, but this time you were in a cam on a big red dot. Yeah, that describes my week. My
a
family
big
loves
red
me.
Dot?
Well, the big red circle dot
oh,
on the floor of the
yeah.
Endover booth. He's like, you're this big red thing.
Oh, you mean the pavilion.
The pavilion.
You mean the geek compound.
Everybody knows that that's a mere sham compared to the real geek compound.
Yeah, the real geek compound's much cooler.
Well, we'll go back there
less
as soon
press.
As we're done out in front of TRL.
Woo! All right, we won't scream anymore.
Play corn!
So, what exciting things should we talk about today?
Oh, boy. We'll see. My laptop is broken, so you have access to the technology.
I have, I control
the world.
Using
the power
world.
Of the internet.
I must say.
Oh, wait.
We
forgot to introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jeff Hemos Bates.
I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
And I'm Nate, the Master of Mix.
Right. And if you put all four of our rings together, we form a super robot that can just crush anybody that gets in our way. It's pretty sweet. A lot of TV shows have been designed based on us.
Voltron. Derivative.
Voltron was us.
The Gundam Warriors, is that one of them? What's the? There's a new Gundam thing that they're advertising on Cartoon Network.
Ronin Warriors?
No, it's like it's like from the Gundam universe, and it's all just like what? I don't really know what it is, but it's crazy.
Dragon Ball Z, that was us.
Yeah, based on us.
Lane, that was us.
Sailor Moon,
Ghosts in the
not
Shell.
Us.
Powerpuff Girls,
definitely us. I'm totally Buttercup.
MD Geist, the Most Dangerous Geist, and Vampire Hunter D, all us.
Reboot,
us.
Nate was Bob. Unfortunately, I had to be Andrea, which, you know, is pretty sweet, all things considered, because Andrea, man, oh man, I need Andrea porn. That's you guys' homework assignment.
No.
We need a... Oh, she's so fine, though.
That's right. No. Email all Android porn.
So, all right.
So, news on Slashdot. Things that are happening.
Apple forces the Aqua themes off of themes.org.
Well, yeah, what a crock.
Well, okay.
Well,
first
it's
of
not
all,
really
it's
crock.
Not as bad as it sounds. When I first looked at that, I was like, oh, man, I can't believe they're doing that. The thing is, when I had first heard rumors about it, it was more like they're going after the Aqua look and feel. They're not going after the Aqua look and feel. They're going after the fact that the theme actually contains the Mac logo.
Yeah, that's kind of over
the line.
Okay,
you can't do that.
There are legitimate reasons for copyrights in the world, and that does count as one.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, they'll replace it with a picture of a little tiny penguin and hopefully get it back up real soon, which is cool by me because I've been actually using the Aqua GTK theme and the Aqua...
Apple Legal Department. Rob Malta can be contacted.
Actually, if you go on the themes.org FTP server, I think the theme is still up there. Go get it now real quick.
The funny part is that this is being recorded, you know, with like 24-hour lag, so we have no idea. I've already, by the time you read this, I'll have removed all of my illicitly attained Aqua-based themes. Here's the funny part. I turn off, like, all the borders and stuff, or all, like, the icon bars and stuff, so I don't even have the Mac icon, the logo on my desktop. I'm just using the window borders because they're pretty. But, you know, I have no taste.
They're
just like
so
pretty.
Sorry.
Right. Oh, there's a Powerpuff Girls marathon this Sunday. I love that.
Good.
Dexter's
great.
Lab is this.
I like Dexter's Lab, too.
Today is a great day for science.
Oh, the sounds from the Mars Polar Lander that NASA was hoping was the Polar Lander saying, "Oh my God, I'm trapped in a canyon! Someone coming up!
I'm here! I'm here!
Oh my God!
I'm here!
It's full of stars."
the message
not.
That they got from it, it was like, "It's really boring here. There's nothing going on. There's really not much atmosphere.
Why
really
did you send
red.
Me to this rock?
There's no ambience here. It's just red."
You want to live here? Are you crazy?
I don't think terraforming is going to cut it, guys.
This isn't good real estate.
So, yeah. So, anyway, they have concluded that they were terrestrial in originally, that the signals were, because they've been completely unable to find any other trace of it.
It was actually a bunch of guys sitting in a pickup truck out by the, with a big antenna going, making sounds with their armpits and stuff, you know, and that just got warbled somehow and fooled the scientists because they hadn't slept much.
Well, one of my favorite conspiracy theories is that actually there's a Martian civilization.
Well, yeah.
And they've taken the Polar Lander, and that's why they silenced the other one. I mean,
dude, I get email from them all the time. They got like a wireless gateway to the internet. Huh. They're nice guys. They know how to party.
They hang out on Pound Slash.
They have Andrea porn. Where do you think they're the only ones?
And I was just gonna blame it all on the crawl.
Now the crawls are a little farther out than Mars.
The crawls actually come from Uranus.
All right, Beavis.
one thing that we've recently picked up is
juvenile humor. Oh, wait, we've had
no,
that,
that's not
that
recent
all
at all.
Along.
Jeff and I have been playing EverQuest.
Oh, dear God.
So, if you, ever get on Karana server, look for Hemos and Miss Fickle.
And give us stuff.
And give us
please.
Stuff,
because I'm, like, fourth level. I suck. So,
and we lost all of our equipment yesterday
I
when
did
the server
petition.
Went down. Oh, you did?
But I haven't, but I haven't been able to get back on, so I don't know. But, yeah, come to the Karana server. We hang out in Freeport and... please give us stuff.
Or we are hanging out in Freeport now because we're newbies, and those are the only animals that we can kill. We, like, go out around and kill rats and bats.
I keep
and
hearing,
stuff.
I killed a rat. And then like, my favorite line was from earlier. Jeff goes, "There's a bear over here." And Nate says, "I could take a bear." Totally seriously. He's not kidding. He could take a bear.
I could take a bear.
It's my monk, dude.
Get this puma off me. It's killing me.
I still don't have a Windows box, so it looks like...
you almost do.
Right. Kurt's been trying to get the wireless network thing to work on...
That's because Rob and Windows are an interesting combination.
For those of you who don't know, Kurt the Pope, that's kurt@thepope.org,
rash is clearing
right,
up
whose rash
has
been clearing. And he thanks you for your kind scripts.
Especially, the readers out or the listeners out there wrote scripts to email Kurt
right.
about his rash.
He's getting much better. He's got a little hostility.
That'll force Kurt to learn proc mail.
That's right. We're going to teach him. But yeah, he's been trying to put Windows on my old NEC laptop for me so that I can actually... But here's the deal. Kurt is like a Windows junkie, which is pretty amusing because most of the rest of the guys hanging out in the Geek Compound, we don't do Windows so much. Well, Kurt is the Windowsaholic. I think he has a little shrine to Bill sitting in his room. You know, he's my roommate.
He has the start...
The big start button
on
his
door.
It's his poster. But he's... Every time I sit in front of his laptop, he'll use it for, like, days at a time, and it'll be fine. I sit down in front of it, and I crash it immediately. And, like, this is... I'm not kidding you. Like 3 weeks ago, I have one of those little Philips Pronto remote controls that you can, like... And they're super mega programmable remotes. They're super sweet. But I wanted to, like, use his computer, and... First of all, I had to get some of the networking stuff working so he could talk to one of my machines because he wasn't on the internet. But then I had to like install some software and then configure my remote. And in the course of that time, I had crashed his laptop like 5 times. And it was just like an hour and a half. And he never crashes it. We have an interesting, unique relationship.
I just can't get over the fact that I have to reboot my computer when I change my IP. Holy cow, that makes me mad every single time.
It does. He gets absolutely furious.
But dude,
usually I have to restrain him because he starts throwing things around the house.
God damn, never put it down. It's only like 3 reboots to install a mouse, though. Come on.
Hey, that's the laser IntelliMouse. Thank you very much. But actually, to continue the EverQuest discussion, Nate and I have ordered gaming machines now. The first monitor arrived today. What is it? 19-inch?
It's a 19-inch Trinitron G400.
Yeah. The machines themselves are Athlon's 550s?
650s.
Oh, 650s. 128 megs of RAM.
NVIDIA, what are you paying for these mothers?
NVIDIA GeForce?
Guess the whole total price.
$1,200.
Well, including monitor and everything?
Oh, okay. Well, $1,200 for the machine without the monitor.
Nah, you're going low.
Oh, am I?
That's all actually right. Pretty close, though. It's about...
For an Athlon 650 with, like, 120 megs of RAM?
256 megs of RAM.
Oh, okay.
And 27 gigs of hard disk space. NVIDIA GeForce.
Hardware is so cool these days. Remember when it's like, I got a 40 meg hard drive and it's full?
I remember having a gig hard drive and just... Man, my dick was so big.
Wow! I remember not having hard drives.
Mostly because he was able to fit a lot of porn
on. My dick
was
really small, but that was also because, you know, I was in 7th grade, and puberty set on late... Oh, never mind. Whoa!
A brief
he still doesn't have
Rob's
facial hair.
Penis.
In the beginning,
so,
it was
did
small.
We get the CD burners as well?
No, I didn't
get
CD burners.
Oh, and we got the 5X DVD drive.
8X DVD drive.
Oh, 8X.
And you guys are going to put Windows on it. That's the funniest part.
Well, we'll dual boot it.
We have to.
You got to play EverQuest.
Exactly.
I'm planning
Why doesn't
on,
Wine work better?
Yeah. I'm planning on dual booting it because Loki has so much cool shit that's coming out under Linux.
You said the word. Nate's going to have to
Well, you were talking about your penis, so...
Can you say penis versus shit?
I don't know. I don't think...
See, on radio,
I
yes.
I won't,
if we're
I won't
talking in medical
anything.
Context, in medical context, I can talk about my penis. Or like Kurt's rash on his penis. Because that's medical.
I think we're going for the cheap joke today.
I don't think really shit...
It's the fart episode.
Neither shit or penis is appropriate, you asses.
How about poop?
Okay, how about not? One thing that Slashdot is closing in on is our 10,000th story. It'll occur probably sometime late this week.
Really? I didn't think we're that close.
We are at like...
95?
No, we're higher. We are at like 9117.
9117. So we're talking like we have like 900...
No, I'm sorry. 9917.
Oh, wow. Oh. Sweet. So we're going to get that in the week. Well, I got dibs on that story, dude.
Nope. I'm gonna sit there.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to post crap.
I'm going to post-date it.
Yeah, you're all going to post
I'm
it
gonna
in the future.
I'm going to write code.
I'm going to write a script.
That says if Jeff posts a story, it automatically goes to 10,001.
Oh, and everyone may notice that there are a lot less comments being posted now on Slashdot.
Yeah, we had some code that disappeared and then suddenly got reinserted and then disappeared and then got reinserted and disappeared and got reinserted. And
I love CVS.
Yeah, sometimes CVS is spooky. There's a dark side to CVS.
The dark side to CVS.
Yeah, so, the comments, they're a lot less, but they're a lot...
Cleaner.
Yeah, cleaner
mainly
and relevant.
Just, right, mainly that's just because of the fact that we re-implemented the delay. The delay used to be in there, and then it got lost. There's still some bugs there, but...
Ooh.
We're sorting that out.
But I have gotten a lot of email from people who have been extraordinarily happy about the way things have
people
gone.
Don't email me except to complain. So nobody email. Well, unless it's like a generic thank you, I love slash dot, I read it every day. I basically get two kinds of emails. Thank you, I love slash dot, I read it every day. And you bastard comments suck.
Oh, well, that and also the laser printer toner spam.
Oh, yeah, laser printer toner spam.
That started back up again today.
I got it twice.
Really kind of missing
today?
It. Yeah. I got one three times for a detective agency. Same text, they just had a different spoofed return address.
Great.
Yeah, I was really happy about that.
Great.
So we should use spam to promote Geeks in Space.
Yeah. I got a mailing list we could spam.
All right.
There's like 150,000 user accounts at Slashdot right now.
No, but I got the spam that told me how I could spam other people.
Spam, spam.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
The really sad part about spam, actually, there's two interesting things about spam. Number one is that when AOL they implemented spam filters, and they would get user complaints because people were like, "Where'd my mail go? I used to get mail," and they were only getting spam. But when they were like offended that, so they had to turn their spam. That's true. The other one that amuses me, well, the more general comment about spam is that the reason that spam keeps existing is because it works.
Yep.
People, like, read it and I'm like, oh, look, toner! I need toner!
Ugh. Yeah, it amazes me how some
I need
people
Viagra.
Function. I'm just like, what? No, you... Oh, why? Why?
Brockmail.
Yep.
So what else we got going on, Mr. Hemos?
Oh, let's see.
I like the Donald Knuth cartoon, that you guys posted today.
Yeah, the interview with him. It's actually a little bit old, but it's a really good interview. The man, as always, is a genius. He talks a little bit about Crusoe as well as MMIX.
Tex.
Yeah. The standard Donald things to talk about. And about how he writes one sentence a day.
That's it?
For his book.
Oh, for his book.
Yeah, he writes a sentence a day. He considers that to be a good day.
He's a man with a plan.
I'm just like, you're amazing.
You can't get enough Knuth.
I'm going to work on my novel.
I'd like the Knuth theme.
yeah, the Knuth Windowmaker theme.
No. Well, all right, that'd be kind of neat.
What's your book going to be about, Rob?
Space robots attacking from other planets. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You shouldn't make it at all autobiographical.
Dude. Oh, wait. What are you saying? Weren't you there the night they invaded?
I'm just saying maybe you should change some names so they'll all rhyme.
Yeah, I'm actually going to implement it in couplets.
Curious.
So it'll take a while.
Well, anyway, for Rob's literary ambitions...
I'm a journalist, right? Right?
No. I
run a website. We write. We're writers.
Right?
We can't spell.
Ba-dum-bum. Psh. Ba-dum-psh. DoubleClick is going to be sued by the state of Michigan.
Woohoo!
And on the same legal front, USITA, yeah. Is Robin wrote a cool practical guide about lobbying against that, so that's worth reading for the political activists out there, as well as the kind of commentary on the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
That's quite the mouthful.
Yeah, well, you know, what can we say? And there's been a lot of stuff in the press lately about Itanium and Linux being the first OS that's really running on Itanium. That's
good
to see.
Yeah, apparently Windows 2000 isn't going to have a version running on Itanium until they get their Beta 2 out of their next release or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while, and they were handing out Trillion disks.
Trillion?
Is that the project?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Trillion stuff. They were handing the CDs out at Linux World, so I don't
know.
And
it wouldn't run on my laptop, man.
It wouldn't even boot.
Oh. Oh, wait, never mind.
Right, and apparently the Red Hat guys, are they the one that's releasing? They're releasing, they've got compilers coming out.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably the EGCS, GCC, whatever the heck is that the corporation formerly known as Cygnus
The corporation formerly known as Cygnus.
Also known as an unprintable symbol. or not.
Yeah,
it's
or
just
not.
One of the upper ASCII characters, dude. It's just like one of the inverted smiley face.
It's Unicode, you know? 17,340.
Oh, dear.
Well. Yeah. So, I think that's about all that really I have to say, though.
What an exciting week we've had.
Yeah, well, you know.
Next week will be better. Emmett's going to be here.
Yeah, well, next week will definitely be worth listening to. We will have Emmett and Robin.
Emmett's 47 personalities that he will present for us.
Yeah, Emmett will be doing an excellent job.
Do they
job.
Each have to have channels? Because we really can't record more than 8 at a time.
Well, we'll work on it.
All right.
We could, like, use a phaser so they could phase in between.
Maybe
them.
He should have his own mixer.
Choose which voice.
Okay.
We'll turn the 14-year-old Japanese girl up.
Yeah, I can bring the 16-track over from next door.
Reduce and... Cartman a little.
Hey, why are you guys reducing me?
Anyway, we are... I think we filled like 20 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Well, we'll catch you guys next week. We promise to be better next week. We promise that every week.
We'll do two episodes next week.
Whoa.
We could do one with Emmett and then once everyone's here.
You're making big promises, buddy.
All right, two episodes. I swear to
you. You can mix them both, dude.
Whoa. Catch you guys later.
All right.
Party down.
On the flip side.